Latin America has been very stable since the end of the Sandinista revolution in Nicaragua, since the end of the Cold War. It's been democratic. It's been getting more prosperous, and this is a jolt. And then we have Mr. Hugo Chavez, the would-be new Castro of South America. He's sticking his nose into this. So it creates some instability on top of the conflict in Mexico with the narco cartels. And any kind of instability like that is not a good thing.
So how did this happen, and what is it Homeland Security can do?
Well, at this point, it's not really a Homeland Security issue because, you know, this is an internal Honduran issue. Hugo Chavez, I see over the last few minutes, is threatening to invade if they set foot in the Venezuelan embassy in Honduras. It's not an issue yet, but what's of concern is that there has been concern about instability south of the border, the possibility that Middle Eastern terrorist groups, especially those backed by Iran, like Hezbollah, might be trying to infiltrate people into the United States. Now, this has been a concern of long standing. Sometimes it's been more credible than at other times. But any kind of instability like that, anything that threatens U.S. control over the border, anything that could give an opening to evildoers or would-be evildoers, is of concern to U.S. Homeland Security. So we'll just have to watch this developing situation in Honduras, which is fairly complex and seems almost as though the coup was created to restore the Constitution and maintain democracy. It has to work itself out, presumably without outside interference. But in the meantime, a vigilant eye needs to be kept.
Because it could serve as a portal. Is that what I'm understanding?
Exactly. It's, anytime you have any kind of loss of rule of law or government control, there's the potential for greater mischief. And the longer it goes on, the more potential it is for, you know, mischief from even further parties, i.e., you know, Al-Qaeda is, I'm sure, well preoccupied in Pakistan and so forth. But if they ever have a chance to regroup and catch their breath and start laying plans against the United States again, they're going to look for ways to infiltrate people in, and they're going to look potentially to the southern border. And we had, you know, a Kuwaiti cleric talking to a group of people not long ago, saying that, you know, it would be such a simple thing to smuggle 4 pounds of anthrax across the U.S. border into Mexico and kill 330,000 people in an hour. Now, you know, that's like saying, you know, make $1 million and don't pay any taxes. All you have to do is make your $1 million first. Mm. First, you got to get 4 pounds of anthrax, which is no small thing. But what it showed, more seriously, is that there are people thinking along these lines. And any time you've got that kind of instability, any kind of time you've got that loss of control, they are looking for opportunities.
It kind of puts the Obama administration in a weird spot. If you're also being expected to choose sides, there's a reason that this government was overthrown, but the way they were overthrown certainly wasn't cool.
Yes. You know, now I have no inside information, let me hasten to say that, but the indications are, and the reports that I've seen, are that the United States was trying to discourage this kind of a coup. Mm-hmm. What the United States has been trying to encourage is the rule of law, constitutionality, and an orderly democracy in South America. And for the most part, for a long time, we've had this. And we've had respite from all the coups that used to go on that were sponsored and sometimes by the United States. And in this instance, you had a coup that the United States has to condemn because of its opposition to coups per se. That said, the opposition in Honduras is saying that the president was sort of a follower of Hugo Chavez and was fiddling with the Constitution. It all has to be sorted out. But it does put the Obama administration in an interesting dilemma.